I would say, I don't know. I think it's, there's almost like the best and the worst thing simultaneously is the same thing, which is like the leadership, right? Like who, your ability, like my ability to lead a mastermind, my ability to lead a space, my ability to navigate the collective energy, my ability to navigate the individuals, my ability to just like the leadership piece, I would say is the biggest thing, right? Like that's the most almost satisfying and rewarding and also most challenging, right? Where you have to navigate so many different things going on with so many different people and it's, and yourself, right? And the space and just like bringing it all together and you're like, there's a mastermind. But I would say like, it's, I really don't think you tap into like your highest level of leadership. Like you truly don't know what you're made of until you run a mastermind.
Welcome. We've got Genevieve in the house. 1, 2, skip a few, 99, 100. I met Genevieve like 2 years, 3 years ago, three-ish years ago inside of the mastermind with Melanie. So she is our nucleus that's brought us together. And we've always just vibed. We're just always like bounce off each other and co-dropping and giving people nuggets to chew on. And it's just been such a beautiful thing getting to know you and the evolution. And now this year, it's been just such a beautiful thing to watch you start to travel and achieve these big dreams. So that's how we met each other in Melanie's mastermind. And now here we are like 3 years later doing that long-term thing in the mastermind together. And okay, so I feel like the biggest thing that we could start with is let's talk about the big dreams that you've manifested now that you're in the middle of this nomadic situation. So you've started to travel around America. Mm-hmm. I nearly said Australia. You start like, cause I'm so used to saying traveling around Australia in a caravan. But yeah, so let's start there with big dreams manifested and let's riff on that for a bit.
Mm. Oh gosh, where to start? I don't know. This year has been so, there's been so many things. It's been incredible, obviously, traveling full time. I keep thinking that we started traveling last year just because when you travel full time, which I, you know, right? It's like you're on a completely different timeline and you experience time so differently. It feels like traveling so far. I think we started traveling in like June, something like that. I don't know, but it's felt like it's been, Kevin's in the background. He's like, it was June.
You got it right.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, we make notes sometimes because like Kevin does like pretty much all of the planning for our traveling, which is so nice and nourishing. And I was like, where are we at? And whatever. And I kind of make jokes about like, I don't even know where we are half the time. I just show up and get in the car and we get there.
That's the best.
Yeah. But, you know, it's crazy to think about because earlier this year, like we didn't even like, this wasn't a plan, you know, like it wasn't a plan for traveling full time. It just kind of happened. We were like exploring and going back and forth between like getting a second home or like another home. And I don't know, it just didn't feel right. And I literally woke up one morning because we had talked about traveling full time, but we were like, yeah, we could. And then one morning I woke up and I like was just like, I'm feeling like I like something needs to change, you know, like I'm ready for something. And Kevin was sitting at his desk and I just went and sat on his lap and I was like, what if we just did it? Like, what if we just do it? And he was like, okay, say no more. And we literally like that day started getting the ball rolling and started traveling. So it's crazy to think about because it literally like how fast things can change, like how much like your entire life and day-to-day life can change. And yeah, it literally, it kind of felt impulsive, but like in a good way, you know?
100%. I love that he literally said that straight away because that's literally when I said to Mark, hey, so you want to, we'll sell the house, buy a caravan, take the kids out of school and travel around Australia. He's like, I'm keen. And we were like planning it, same thing, planning it that same day. It was like, yeah. It was almost like it was already in our field. Yeah, and then we just like did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It felt very similar. It felt very similar because it was something we talked about like on and off, but it was just like, I don't know. It just didn't land until it did, you know? And then it did. And now we've been like, I can't believe how much we've traveled since June. Because like we've literally been like all over the entire country.
It goes so fast. I feel like we live like a whole, like travel for me has been so good for my business because it feels like I live a whole year in a month. And 3 years ago does feel like a year ago. It feels like even last year we traveled same thing from like June to November. And we were like, we pretty much did a whole lap of Australia in that time, or like a rainbow, like across and the back. Mm-hmm. So I get so many codes. I feel like go through this condensed travel therapy, because traveling full-time, like I always said to you, is like traveling full-time is completely different to a holiday. It's a totally different experience. It's like you're a traveler, not a tourist. Traveling and tourist-ish is completely different experience. So when you're traveling, it's like there is no home base. Sometimes there is, I guess, but there's no like home base. Yeah. So what are the biggest codes that you've got? Like, because I know that pretty much most of my book is based on all the codes that I've got from travel, because it's like a condensed learning time. So what's like your biggest code so far that you've got from traveling?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing that's coming through right now is like you really do live in a hyperspeed. And so like it's almost like if you can jump on a ball and like it's rolling so fast and you're like, or you can be like, what's happening? Where did it go? Right. And so like there's such a beautiful opportunity when you're traveling full time where it's like you can literally jump on a ball and like create a whole lifetime in the span of like someone just woke up and you're like, I've already lived an entire lifetime and you're just getting out of bed. And so like, you know, that energy can show up in like the business, in the inspiration, in the clarity, in the money, in the client flow, like in all of it. And it's like, I've experienced hyperspeed, but not to this degree until I started traveling full time. And like in hyperspeed, there is an energy of almost timelessness, right? Where you can live multiple lifetimes and create like a level, almost like create multiple lifetimes, live multiple lifetimes, experience multiple lifetimes, learn multiple lifetimes in the span of the time where someone's just getting started, you know? So that's like been the biggest thing in traveling, where it's like learning to fully get on the ball and stay on the ball, you know? Because I think with this like energy of hyperspeed, like there's such an advantage that you can tap into where you are creating something faster, you are learning things faster, you are experiencing things faster and more often, right? And so like in that, it really cracks open a portal where you can like use that in every area.
Do you think that's because every single time you're at a new place, you see things differently? Like when you live in the same town, you go to the same like grocery store and everything's in the same spot and you know where the milk is and you know where the bread is and you know where to go to your cafe. I feel like it's that. It's completely outside of your routine. Everywhere you go, you've got to kind of like rearrange your routine. And so I feel like for me, it's waking up all of my senses. And I think Joe Dispenza talks about that all the time, is like breaking your routine. And I think travel just automatically does that. So do you feel like that's where a lot of the hyperspeed comes for you because you're hyper aware?
Yeah, that's a really good prompt. I feel like I need to chew on that.
Yeah, it's like sit on that and chew on it. Like, let's rip it out.
yeah. No, you know, like for real, it feels like I think there is a big piece with like how new everything is all the time. And it also like, it really brings forward like a level of like how fast can you acclimate, right? So there's like a duality of like that you're navigating constantly that's like, how fast can you acclimate and how often can you stay in the newness, right? And so like those two codes together, I think creates that hyperspeed where it's like, because you're living in a version of reality with a duality that is available to you that like speeds everything up, you know? So I think it's the newness and the level of acclimation combined just creates that cracked openness where it's like, how fast can I shift? How fast can I settle? How fast can I move on? And honestly, it's been such a powerful experience and like almost like code drop, where it's like when we've traveled different cities and different places and different experiences have had different energies. And I've kind of wrote like little love letters in my phone to each city we've been in where I'm like, you taught me this. Like, and I started it like when we were in Chicago and I was like, Chicago felt so sexy and romantic. And it felt very like just cracked open a level of intimacy that was so beautiful. And then it was like, okay, I'm going to start writing love letters to each city. And then it creates like a beautiful context of like every place you go almost like gives you something.
I reckon you should post that on the internet, like the travel diaries. And I feel like everybody would love to hear that, because then at the end, imagine like having like a whole thing of like, it's like a little booklet, like a travel booklet of like, that's completely different, because most influencers that are traveling, they tell you about like the beach is here and this is here and this is here. So when you're traveling, I feel like another code that I got, and it's probably something that you're finding, is I found that it helped me deal with pressure like a lot better that I needed to be able to hold $1 million business. Was I had to find like, because I think a lot of people can't actually travel because they're like, you know, they've got like, they can't find that equilibrium within themselves when there is the pressure and there is the movement. It's the constant movement. Although I balanced it out because I was like, okay, there's like, I can tolerate that. But then there's also this time, like I have to stop and I have to like regroup and have a workcation where I just work for a good amount of time and not like move. Exactly. Yeah. So do you find like for you, it's really helping you to create like this ability to transmute or like alchemize pressure and channel it and alchemize it and kind of like use it in a completely different way? Because that's one of the biggest things that I got from travel for myself, for my business.
I actually love this conversation because I think it creates a deeper level. I feel like for me, for a long time, I've always, like, something I talk about is like the flip side of pressure is power. Like, it's like when you feel that pressure, it's really just life, like being like, here's a deeper layer where you can hold power, where you can just hold it as like innate, normal, natural, right? And so I think the piece with like pressure and traveling is really just like, I don't know, it's just like innately, like, people tend to lean on their environment for comfort and stability, right? And so like when you don't have that, it's like your full level of power is completely derived from self. Like not, because it's like people start from like, we talk a lot about personal power, right? It's like yours. And then it's like, and also the environment helps, right? And then also these other conditions might help, right? But it's like when it's literally just you for you, about you, only yours, about you, that's real power, you know? So I think like when your environment is changed or your environment is stripped away, for a lack of a better term, it's constantly changing, constantly evolving. It really does like tap you into a level of power. And like, and I think there's something to be said too, where it's like power and hyperspeed, the conversation of like power and timelessness kind of go together, right? Because when you're able to sustain that, you're able to, I guess, maintain a connection to the timelessness that is to your benefit and not in a way that sucks, right? Where it's like, oh, this is so much, right? But to a where it's like you're maintaining a level of power throughout the experience of the timelessness that you experience in hyperspeed when you're traveling, where you create lifetimes like that.
Let's bottle that up. That was good. That was really good. I love it. Oh my God. Okay. I love this. I love all the codes that you got. Okay. So what I want to go into now is like a couple of the codes like that back in the day when I first like met you in the mastermind, some of your work and the work that stood out the most was your work on debt. Oh, it just is so powerful. I feel like there was like, it was actually really transformational. There was something that you said years ago around debt. I remember even where I was when you were riffing on the debt. And
I remember
Yeah, do you? Oh my God. I was in Bowen in Queensland, tropical North Queensland. I was in Bowen. I remember walking down to the water and I was just listening to riffs inside at the mastermind. You know, that's the benefit of being in mastermind. You get to like, you know, we've all got different genius zones, or we've got like, we're so on point with something at a certain time.
Yeah.
So could you riff on that? And also like, where were you when you were saying that? I was at like Bowen, Airlie Beach-ish area in North Queensland, traveling in my caravan. And I heard your riff on it. And I was like, that's phenomenal.
Yeah. God, I love being in a mastermind, and like the mastermind energy is so beautiful because obviously you benefit from like the collective energy, other people in there, the person who's leading the space, right? Like Melanie for the mastermind that we're in. But yeah, I mean, I just like would randomly, because you get into those like zones, right? You want to drop it in, and you drop it in for your clients, you drop it in for your spaces, and you drop it in for the masterminds you're in. And I remember like I was just sitting, I think I was sitting at a kitchen table at my house I lived in at the time in Asheville, North Carolina, when Kevin and I first like were living together and in our cute little cottage. And yeah, I remember riffing on it. Everyone was like freaking out in the mastermind. I was like, really? Like I thought everyone kind of knew this, you know? And I was like, but I'm so glad. And then everyone in there was like, do a class on this, do a class on this. And I was like, fine. And then I did a post on Facebook and I was like, so would you guys be interested in this? And then like a bunch of people, and that was like where I did the training from debt to overflow, like a sexy bitch masterclass, where it literally we navigated all of the stages from like debt to like stability, creating overflow, having excess, blah, 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 and like the whole conversation and everything in between. But it was like, I was like, so I'm like, this is just like one of those things. It's very like, I just have the codes on, like, is anybody interested? And then everyone was like, hey, 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 hey. And I got a shit ton of people in that masterclass, which was amazing because I was like, this is like an important conversation. That's one of those things. It was kind of like a blind spot for me where I was like, I didn't know how much people needed this, you know? So yeah, like I think that there's like one of the conversations on debt, and this kind of goes to this is kind of a conversation about like, regardless of where you're at financially, like abundance is a feeling. Like something that I said in that training on the conversation of debt is like, you can be in debt and still be in abundance. Like you can be in debt and still be abundant. Right. But so many people like so many people carry around an energy in relationship to debt where they're like, I'm behind, like I have something to pay off, I'm in trouble, like dirty, wrong, naughty, shameful little, right? Like I did something naughty, right?
Yeah.
And there's so much, like, there's so much shame. There's so many like outdated narratives and stories with debt that just aren't helpful, because like debt, like anything else in this world, is a tool that you can use or not because you choose to. Like it's something that is just available and accessible. And if you want to use it, like you can fucking use it. And I remember putting myself actually in debt on purpose, not because it was like I needed to or I had to, but I went into that on purpose because I was like, it was something that freaked me out when I was younger a little bit, because I had these stories and narratives around it from like, I mean, we all probably have similar ones, but I remember my dad specifically was like, don't ever, like, if you don't have the money for it, don't, like, whatever. And like, that's so responsible. But like something I've talked about a lot in my world is like, the reason why I've got to where I am is because I act like a crazy bitch, you know? Like, I'm not going to follow these rules or these ideas or these programs if it doesn't benefit me at the time, if my soul is calling me to not listen, you know? And so, like, if we want to collapse time and move, we got to be willing to be a crazy bitch. And a crazy bitch is someone who will do things that break the rules or, like, I don't know, like, go against a narrative, right? And it's like, but that's what my heart and soul said to do, and that's what I'm fucking doing. And so, like, I was laughing because I was like, a big conversation in my world is on money. Like one of my favorite conversations we have in my world is anything and all things money. And I was like, and I hadn't had like I had never really gone into debt, like meaning went into debt with an amount of money that I didn't have and could pay off easily, you know? And so I was like, I'm a fucking money coach and I'm just going to go into debt. And I went into debt and I went into a shit ton of debt and I was like, oh, interesting sensations I'm experiencing. And I was like, this is funny. And I was like, and I witnessed all these narratives and all these sensations and whatever. And I was like, oh, you know, like, and I navigated them like from a really like potent place of just like clarity, decision, and power. And I paid it off in a month, you know, and like there was this energy where it just felt so clean and so clear for me because I maintained it. And I went into debt from like this very intentional energy, but I had the option to entertain these ideas or feel like a like irresponsible piece of shit or like whatever, or like, that's so bad, naughty, wrong. Mm-hmm. Right. I could see that there, you know, and I was like, I could go there, but will I? No, you know? And so it really like solidified this experience and this code for me around it, where it's like debt is a blip, you know, like it's something like our experiences of money and our financial realities can change so fast. And I'm, you know, some people are like, when I say that, but it's like, you know, it's like,
I love it.
It doesn't mean they have to, it doesn't mean they need to, but they can, you know, like, let's not fucking forget how this whole shit works and like what reality we live in, what universe we live in, and what is available to us. Right. It can change like that. Right. But so many people go into debt, their energy goes into debt. And like, that's been the big problem. And that's when people stay in debt, right? Because their energy goes into debt with the money. But if your energy doesn't go into debt with the money, like debt is just like, what was that even? Like I'm already past it. We're already on the other side. I barely even noticed that I was in debt because it lasted like a second. You know, and that second can feel, the second is relative, right? Because the second can be a month, it can be 6 months or whatever, but like the energy feels the same, where it's like, that felt fucking cute, irrelevant, and we're on the other side.
Oh my God. This is amazing. I feel we're going to bottle that up, like tie it in a bow. It's like literally like debt is a deficit and they go into, because the biggest thing that comes up around debt is the shame. And then that vibrates at like the lowest spectrum, like shame and guilt and anger and resentment, because then you're regretting your choices and all those things. And then it compiles all together. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the ultimate test of alchemization and changing everything in an instant to be like, I can have this thing and I can look at it completely different. And I love that you like jumped into it so you could actually like speak from the experience of like shifted it like almost like instantly. And it created a quantum leap for you because you were able to take the same intensity of the feelings around the shame and just like completely alchemize that and bring them into like, I got this, I can shift this. My energy is not out effect of anything external and I can shift this around and move it around. And then you feel that powerfulness because you're like, I could shift something that was very real and very external, and I completely shifted and alchemized and moved into that highest vibration around it, and knowing that I can, and everything will change in an instant. Oh, your work on debt is really, really powerful. I love it so much.
But yeah, you know, I think that is a big piece with it, where it's like, there is a big energy and a big like internal feeling and narrative that starts to happen, like on the conversation of debt. And people feel like this even when they're not in debt. People feel like this when they're making less than someone else, or like whatever, or they've been in business for so long, or they're already this age or whatever, that there's this energy of like perpetually feeling behind, right? And so if there's a feeling of like, I am behind, then there's then something you must catch up on and then get ahead, right? But if you're never behind, then there's nothing to catch up on. And then you don't have to, like, you skip steps. You know what I mean? Like, you skip steps when you stop feeling like in deficit, right? And people can feel in deficit even when they're not in debt. You know, people can feel in deficit when they have a lot of money in the bank. People can feel in deficit when they spend money, make money, whatever the fuck. Like, this is a frequency, but it's just so predominant on the conversation of debt. And I think that's why it was one of those conversations that was more innate to me, because I am someone who pays attention to the intricacies on the conversation of money and all things, all feelings, all thoughts, and all experiences of money itself. And so like when we shift out of, like when we're no longer in a deficit energy, we can be and maintain a frequency and feeling of abundance. And naturally, and of course, our financial realities will mirror that.
Oh, okay. I love this. This is something that I was talking about today around like, almost like sometimes when you actually cross a milestone, the energy that you create, like, where was I at it? Okay. So you've got like a big dream that you're going for around money, like a big month that you want to have, or a big number you want to cross, or a threshold that you want to cross. And you've got that in your head. The energy, when you really get into and step into the energy of it happened, it's a more pure energy than when you actually celebrate it for real. So when you actually celebrate it, then you've got all the things around the celebrating of it. I don't want to share it. I don't want to celebrate it. Like, I've got all these other, you realize that it actually can, it's really pure when you're thinking about it. And so in terms of like debt and expenses and investing and all those things, they're all just almost like figments. So if we look at it from a perspective of debt, if you can completely change your entire view of the debt non-circumstantially and unconditionally, you're gonna like create like this powerful energy with yourself when you are like going to manifest debt. You realize that it was never even about the money. It was always about the energy, regardless, uncircumstantial, unconditional energy, regardless of the thing. Because even when you do the clear the debt, like you were saying, you still can feel the deficit. Like, you can spend $1 and then you're like, that's a deficit. Mm-hmm. But, and there's no debt, but you spent $1, it's like a deficit. So I love your quotes on that. I feel like with masterminds, like you, I feel like I remember like a really big power from you in that moment, because it was almost like you found your biggest thing. And I say that a lot with life's work. We can, a lot of the times, that's why I love being in a mastermind, because a lot of the times I realized my life's work shines in a mastermind. Your life's work that you're really good at, that you actually don't really talk about as much on the front lines, and then you talk about it in the mastermind. It's like, this is my life's work, what you help people with in the mastermind, and you didn't even see it before. Mm-hmm. So is that one of the, like, what's the biggest thing that you get from being in a mastermind? Because I love being in a mastermind with you, but why do you keep coming back to a mastermind? We both do masterminds, but why do you keep coming back to them for your own self and your own business, like evolution?
Yeah. So gosh, well, there's so many things, but I think the biggest piece, like the mastermind energy for me is about like, it's being in a collective space, which I find massively beneficial, because you can be, it just like, you can't hide from any of your shit in a mastermind. Like, there is like no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know what I mean? Like, there's like, you can't hide from any of it at any time, you know, like a mastermind will let you. And I think that's the biggest piece is like, I want to be fucking illuminated. I want to see my blind spots. I want to see where I can grow. I want to see where I can grow in my leadership, my conversations, like my business, my like whatever the fuck, right? And mastermind has been the best place for that, right? Like, I feel like I've been someone who's been pretty consistently under private and mastermind, because I just find such like massive value in both simultaneously. But it's like, because there are different experiences and different things, but it's like the energy of a mastermind is like, you get to heal your sisterhood wounds, yay, right? You get to be triggered and inspired by people. You get to trigger and inspire people. Like, it's, there's such a constant duality happening in the space that you can massively benefit from. And it will always, like, it'll be like this feeling that feels like so yummy and delicious and amazing. And you're like, oh, right. And then other times it's like, I need to look at that, right? But you grow, like you, I really feel like in masterminds, you access a level of like hyperspeed, right? Where it's like, you can tap into a level of exponential growth that is available to you. It's like you tap into a higher trajectory and like a higher timeline, or like a different timeline, a more sped up timeline, because there is nothing you can hide from in that space. And like, you're constantly walking with the duality of like being like taking up space and also being a student, like being a leader and also being a student, being celebrated and also celebrating, being activating and also being activated, right? Like all of these things constantly. It's like, I just like, to be honest, I don't understand why not every single person in the world is not in a mastermind. Like it, like if you're truly like, if like period point blank, if you're truly dedicated to your growth and your expansion in your world and your, and in your business, especially if you're a business owner, like get in a fucking mastermind.
You can't, like exactly what you said, you can't hide in them, because it does, it brings up all your stuff, but that's extremely uncomfortable for people. And then they make it the mastermind, but there's not one mastermind I've been in that mm-hmm. doesn't bring up my stuff like all the time. Like it comes up all the time. And then you, I feel like the way you navigate it is the way that you're navigating life. And when you're uncomfortable, it's like, ooh, why am I uncomfortable? Like, what is this projection? What is this judgment? Mm-hmm. What is this fear? What is this trigger? What is this activation? What is this bringing up for me? And then I like move through it and work through it. And it gives me such a good point of reference. And I think it's such a testament to me. It was like, well, I was at, for 6 years, I was at six figures. I joined a mastermind and I created a $1 million business. I mean, and I did make also the mastermind irrelevant, but I also made the mastermind like it is going to be the thing. Mm-hmm. And so I made that decision for myself. Like I made it like, I don't need you to be something. I don't need the mastermind to be something for me. I'm going to make it what I want to make it. I'm going to make it what it's going to be for me. So that was such a powerful thing. For me, I know that you run masterminds as well. Like what do you love like most about running masterminds? And then also what's the hardest thing as well with running a mastermind? Hardest and best and worst thing about running masterminds.
That's good questions. So I like froth at the mouth in my masterminds. So I love the space. Like I love the energy. I love holding the space. I love witnessing the growth of my clients in there. I love watching them navigate. I love when they try and hide and then come back. You know, like I love all of it. and they're like, hey, no, you're not gonna. But which I've navigated being in masterminds. Like when Melanie was like, Genevieve, turn on your camera. And I was like, no, I'm ugly. Stop crying. I don't want to. And I'm like, fine. But it just, there's such a level of like, so you said best, your like favorite things and hardest things. Was that the question? I got like sucked.
Yeah, best and worst.
Best and worst. I would say, I don't know. I think it's, there's almost like the best and the worst thing simultaneously is the same thing, which is like the leadership, right? Like who, your ability, like my ability to lead a mastermind, my ability to lead a space, my ability to navigate the collective energy, my ability to navigate the individuals, my ability to just like the leadership piece, I would say is the biggest thing, right? Like that's the most almost satisfying and rewarding and also most challenging, right? Where you have to navigate so many different things going on with so many different people and yourself, right? And the space and just like bringing it all together and you're like, there's a mastermind. But I would say like, I really don't think you tap into like your highest level of leadership. Like you truly don't know what you're made of until you run a mastermind.
Yes. I so agree.
Best and the worst part, because you're like, oh, I wasn't so good at that. All right, let's work on it. Right? Let's get better.
100%. I'm like, with masterminds for me, I feel like it's the hardest thing that I do in my business, but it's the most rewarding because when you see people coming together and you see them like getting along and then you see them working through their ish and you're like, oh, it's the hardest thing and the best thing that I do in my business, because like bringing people together, because you could easily just like go on your own, like, la-di-da-di-da, just working with all my private clients that are just slaying it on the internet. But then when you bring them into the same room, then they've got all the other things that happen when you've got them in the same room, and then we're all navigating our things. So it's satisfying. And also like I'm totally with you on that. It's like the hardest thing, but the best thing. And yeah, the leadership being one of the hardest things, but then also the most satisfying thing as well, as you lead the group through and rise and ride together. I love this. All right. So another thing that I want to talk about is what you are manifesting. So this is all about big dreams that we've manifested. And so it's really interesting. I'm seeing a thread and I'm seeing a theme right now. It's about hyperspeed, putting yourself in positions and situations and circumstances where you've got to grow at hyperspeed. So the mastermind is one. Like, you jump into a mastermind, creates a hyperspeed. You go and travel, creates a hyperspeed. You go into debt on purpose because it's going to create a hyperspeed because you're getting like a learnings and like awarenesses. Uh-huh. So what are we, I don't know if that's got anything to do with the next thing, but I just thought I'd put a pin in that. Like, there is a theme here. But what are you manifesting? Like, what are you working on? Like, right now I'm manifesting and aligning to an 8-figure business, making dreams come true. But I would love to know what yours is. What is yours?
Okay. I would say it's a swirling pot of a few things, but what I'm manifesting right now is, it feels like staying fully cracked open. Like, that's what it feels like. In this staying fully cracked open, there is a level of like, in staying fully cracked open as a byproduct, there is what I'm wanting is 8-figure business, is more visibility to reach more people. To be honest, it just feels like an overall, like, crack the fuck open to elevate it all. Like, it feels like there are milestones in mind, but it feels like the leading energy, the leading feeling, the leading intention is like, let's just, as big as we can go, because we're cracked the fuck open, like, holding all of it ready. The time is now in every single area. Like, that's what it feels like. I don't know. Like, I don't know if that makes any sense, but this is how it feels to me. It just feels like fully cracked open, elevating it all. Let's see how big it can all get. Like, that's how it feels. Like, I actually remember, like, this is fucking hilarious, actually. Like, I'm thinking of that TikTok sound. It's like,
I love it.
It's fucking hilarious or whatever. This is hilarious. This is kind of a full circle moment, which is funny. But I remember the day before Kevin and I, it was like the day or maybe 2 days before, I was like, okay, I want to set like a kind of like cast a spell, like an energetic spell over my travels. And it was like, it feels like the feeling is, let's see how good this all can get. Like, really from the energy of Yay Life, right? Which I talk about, which you were like, why haven't you called anything Yay Life in your world? And I was like, it's been in front of me this whole time. I didn't see that. It's like, you genius. But, yeah. But I was like, you know, like, it really feels like Yay Life, the leading energy and intention, is like playing at your fullest leading edge of how good can life get, because it is never ending. There is a continual evolution available. There is a continually, like, there is a leading edge and a continual leading edge and another leading edge and another leading edge. And it feels like, how good am I willing to let it get? It was the casting the spell over the travels. And now that I've been doing it for however many months or years or whatever time, ha. It feels like what's at the leading edge now is like, okay, like, we are taking it as big and as far as we can. Like, that feels like the vibe right now.
Oh my God. Do you reckon you would have got that without the travel? Is the travel like almost like opened up another door for this big dream? Like, was this big dream prevalent before, or was it kind of like, let's see how far we can go without doing as much as possible? Like, what does the travel open that door for this new dream?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. You know, to be honest, I'm just like, I feel like traveling is like this energy that's like having its way with me. And I'm just like, okay, let's go. So I haven't really, and to be honest, I haven't stopped to have a conversation with the entirety of the energy, but it has felt like it's like playing with me and showing me things in multiple different ways and in multiple different avenues. And like, some are like, I'm so hyper aware of this in the moment. And other times it's like after the fact, I'm like, oh, that's what you were doing, you know? But it just feels like this very like the traveling vibe feels like a multifaceted energy. There's so many things and so many like lessons and so many like cracking opens happening simultaneously. And they're all coming through like the traveling energy, but there's like so many threads in it, you know? So yeah.
I feel like you're just letting the universe have its way with you, and you're just like in full like life force flow, like life force flow. What is the biggest, like, I want to say what's the biggest belief, but it might be the other way around, but what's the biggest like limiting belief that had been like kind of like clutched in before, so this wasn't like the big dream, but like what is the biggest like belief that you're contending with this being now the big dream, like the limiting belief that's sort of like giving you that little bit of a friction with this?
Okay, biggest limiting belief, or the thing that I'm bumping up against, to me it feels like this energy of staying in it. Like, it feels like staying in the energy, because a part of it, taking it to the fullest leading edge and like really seeing how far I can take it, it's felt like this feeling to me that's like, it feels like this feeling to me of like staying fully just open, like staying fully open, staying fully receptive. And I would say like the thing that I've had to keep my eye on is like the times when I want to go and I'm like open, you know, where it's like, you know, people can do this, you know, like people do this to love or to money, where it's like, how you're like, universe, show me how good it can get. And universe is like, okay. And you're like, wait, you're right. And so it's like energetic flint.
Yeah.
You're like, so I feel like that's been the biggest thing where it's like, when there is no cap, when there is no limit, it's like, you're open to an infiniteness, but also you're like, oh, but that feels kind of raw and vulnerable. And you're like, open, 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 open. That's been the biggest thing where it's like, but I've been working with it is like that continual reminder of like, oh, I'm so open and receptive. And then something where it's like, I want to go, you know, and I'm like, nope. And then it's like, and then one day I'll wake up and I just wake up feeling like, and I'm like, okay, got to open myself. Right. Like, and that's the continual work, right? Where it's like acclimating it, like acclimating to it is like when you're acclimating to something that feels like, when you're acclimating to infinity, it's a continual process of doing it for the work itself. Because you're not trying to acclimate to six figures or seven figures or whatever. Like you're acclimating to how good can it get? Like that's a feeling that you have to stay open to, right? Like that's a receptivity that you have to maintain, right? And so when it's about that, it can feel a little like, I've joked with my clients. I'm like, sometimes it's like the openness feels like, huh. And other times it feels like it's raw and vulnerable out here, right? And I'm like, can you just stay open on the raw and leading edge? Sometimes it'll feel a little raw and sometimes it's going to feel amazing, but stay open, you know? And so I feel like, you know, again, it's just like the continuing, like my own work, right? So I would say that's been the thing.
I love it. Oh my God. This made me think, what's the most fiery, God, I'm nailing interviewing today. Just like a really easy interview. Like, oh, go me. I've got questions. Your messaging, like I've actually noticed like your messaging is so fired and spicy right now. Like, what is your favorite thing that you're saying on the internet right now? So like, let's riff on that. Like favorite thing you're saying on the internet right now? Cause I think it's extra spicy at the moment in your world.
Well, I feel like the energy I'm constantly navigating is I don't give a shit. And also I care a lot, you know? Yes. And so it's like, I am a walking contradiction and I've just come to accept it. And like, I think I was, you know, I've talked about this in the mastermind before where I'm like, I care so much. And like also about this. And also I don't give a shit about this, you know, like whatever, just kind of ping pong, you know? And I was like, wait, instead of trying to like do this or this, like be a fucking contradiction. I am a walking contradiction. So I will just be that. And so I get to be both. I get to vacillate between the two. And so if when I'm being a sassy bitch on the internet, you feel like I don't care, I know I still do. So that's not my shit. Or if I'm like being like really loving and whatever, and you think I've lost my blah, blah, boom, that's a you thing, not a me thing. So, cause I still am this bitch. you know, I would say like the biggest piece here is like, I'm just like, blah, 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 fucking blah. Like, do you want to change your life or not? Like, do you want to make millions of dollars or not? You know? And so I'm just like, there's something to be said. And this is like, I don't know. Like, I just don't, it's about like what works, you know? And like, that's been the biggest piece where it's like, sometimes people just need a fucking kick in the ass. I know sometimes I do, you know, it's like, where it's like, I had a client, I was talking about this a little bit on my stories, but I was talking to a client and I was like, please convince me of this silly idea. You will lose this argument, you know? Cause I'm just like, there's something powerful about just like shifting out of it instead of it being like this whole thing. Like sometimes it needs to be a whole thing, right? Like this is multifaceted work. It's not one size fits all. It's not always this for everything, but you do need that piece where you can just, and so that's the sass. So
hyperspeed shifting. It's like hyperspeed. We shift. What's your favorite thing that you're working with your clients with? Like, I think it's the wrap up question. Like the favorite thing, you know, like when you collectively working with your clients on something, it seems like it's coming up everywhere, or maybe you're seeing it all over the internet, but it's like your favorite thing that you're working with and you're collectively upgrading at the same time. Like, what is it for you right now that you're seeing in the field or with your clients or your customers?
I would say navigating who you are before you hit a milestone, right? And so like whether you're like so close or you're navigating like I feel so far or like I could swing it, right? And just like who you are in that, right? Like who are in that piece? Because I think it's so important, like where I think when it's great to have mile markers, right? Like, and there's also like a larger context of like, we're just going to keep going either way. Right. And just really playful out and see where we can take this. But it's like with life, money, business, all of it and impact, all the things. But there's something to be said about like when you are like reaching for mile markers and like how you navigate when you're close to it. And I think maybe a lot of people are probably feeling like this because what it's about to be November, you know, in like a day or two, depending on where you are in the world, and like November, December, and then it's the end of the year. How are you feeling? Like, and so I think that's the biggest piece where it's like, you could be so close to a milestone. You're like, is it going to happen? Or you could have been like, oh my gosh, I'm blowing it out of the water. I'm blowing my own fucking mind. But then who are you in that even? You know? So I'm just like, I joke around a lot where I'm like, let's work on your business. You know? I'm like, I froth with the mouth for these conversations. I'm like, let's dig into it. You know? I'm like, it's so Halloween vibes. I love it. I'm like, tell me more. Oh my God. Fucking witch or something. But
so witch, it's like witchy. Let tell me all the things. Let me work my magic.
But I literally am like, let's see what that's about, you know? But yeah, like I think it's like when you are willing, we talk a lot about quantum and being timeless, right? That is a big piece, but also there's something to be said about being willing to stand in sometimes the discomfort of being in time, right? And having a timeline or playing within a timeline or playing within a desire within a period of time, right? And like that can feel like a rod, ragged edge, right? Or it can feel like do I just unplug and convince myself that I never wanted it in the first place? Or do I sabotage or do I put on pressure? Or do I like veer into entitlement, right? Where it's like, I'm so close, I'm gonna hit it. And it's like, is that how we wanna feel when we hit this? You know, I actually have a post, I think I may have actually already posted on Facebook, but I'm like, if you're on track for a big milestone and you're starting to veer into like pressure or entitlement, like watch the universe cockwalk you, because that's not the energy. That is not the energy you wanna hit it from. And you know that deep at your core and your heart and soul, even if you won't fucking admit it right now. And the universe knows that too. So it's like, you gotta clean that shit up, right? Like we wanna, being able to find like this clean like energy inside, like when you're so close to the finish line of a period of time of the year, right? Which a lot of people evaluate things and they're looking at their money and they're looking at where they're at for the year, or are they so close or so far, or could they swing it, or do they think they couldn't, like all of these things. This is where we find an next level of power, and this is where we can create something fucking epic. So that
oh my God, I love that so much. I want you to just like unpack, just pull that string just a little bit more around the entitlement, because I feel like there's so much there. Mm-hmm. But what do you mean? Like when you talk about like, I get what you mean, but like, what do you mean when you're talking about like entitlement around like money milestones? Is it around like you took action and then you're like, where is it? I need a post. Cause like, as a coach, we hear that a lot. Like I've been posting for like a whole week and it's not adding up. Like, is that the vibe that you're talking about when we talk about like entitlement?
Yeah. And I actually riffed on this a little bit in Hottie, where I was like, everyone's momentum is different. We cannot control when the momentum kicks in. All we can do is just allow it to. Right. And so if Sally Sue has made one good post and her DMs are blowing up, and it doesn't mean that you just made the wrong post because it's one post that does it. It just means her momentum's in a different place. Right. We don't really ever quite know fully where our momentum is or when it's going to kick in until it does. And we go, oh, I see now. Right. So the entitlement is the energy of like expecting to have, like expecting to make a shit ton of money, expecting people to like want to come into your world, expecting to want people to benefit from your work when you're not fucking doing your part. Like that's the entitlement, where it's like, are you really like bearing your heart and soul? Like, are you diving into this shit? Right. Like, are you showing up for it fully? Are you navigating? Are you like being like me when it's easy? And also like, I saw what you posted on your stories the other day, like sticking with it when it's fucking hard or when it's not working, right? Like these are all important pieces. And there is a level of like, or you've had one six figure month and oh my gosh, boo hoo, the next month, less than one, you know, like, and just like navigating things, you know, it's like, and
like I'm entitled to another one.
Yeah. Like just because you did, it doesn't like, and these are conversations I've had to have with myself. Like just because you've hit a certain level doesn't mean it's just going to keep growing by itself. Just because you've hit something doesn't mean it's going to maintain. Like that's entitlement, right? And so the entitlement is like the ego getting you into this. Like I kind of jokingly like call, like the ego is like, da, 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 go to sleep and just like, go to sleep, little baby. And just like tries to, you know, get you out of the consciousness. Lulls you. Like, yeah, lulls you into like coasting, right? And into whatever. And like from when you're lulled by your ego into coasting, that's when usually entitlement kicks in, where it's like, where'd it go? What's happening? Right. And it's like, you didn't stay conscious to it. It's not about this hypervigilance, right? It's not it at all. But it's this feeling of like, when you need to be conscious, period, the end. And like, if you don't know how like to differentiate those moments, hire someone who does. There you go.
Oh my God. This was amazing. Freaking heck. That was amazing. That was so good. I feel like we've got so many codes. We're going to like, it's going to be nuggets you can chew on for days. Days and days and days. I love it. Oh my God. Thank you so much for being here and talking with me. This has been freaking amazing. I just wanted to have a 1 hour conversation with you basically, and everybody else gets to listen. You're welcome. Where are you loving being at the moment? Is it Instagram that you want everybody to come say, hey, and make sure you actually go and like, don't just follow, just like go say, hey, and like, oh my God, I listened to your podcast on the Transpo show. It was the best thing I ever heard in my whole life. And I'm obsessed with you now. So where should they go for that? Is it Instagram? Is that where do you want them to come find you first?
I would say my leading love in my heart right now is Instagram. I'm dabbling on TikTok and I'm still on Facebook, but I would say my leading energy feels like Instagram. Genevieve Rackham on Instagram.
All right. Go find her. Go say hi. Just let her know that you're obsessed with this and loved it. I loved it so much. Thank you so much for talking to me today. We had so many codes come through today. You made me feel like I'm the best interviewer ever, because you just like, I just give you like little things to, and you just run with them. And I'm just like, oh my God, and this one, and this one, and this one. Thank you.
Yeah. I love you so much. Thanks for having me. This was so fun. I love like just when we talk and connect, it's always, we always like find a cool vibe. So I love it. Thank you for having me. Thanks so much to me.
Have the best day ever. Thank you everyone for being here. I love you guys. I love you. Bye guys.